This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Desperation in Ukraine.
We don't have anything to eat. We don't have any medicine. We've got nothing.
Fighter jets from Poland.
The Pentagon nixed the plan.
Putting your paycheck in the gas tank.
I can't do it. I just can't survive.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Air raid siren in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. Distant explosions also added to the tension there. But now, as we hear from CBS's Charlie Daggett, in Kyiv and most other cities, there is calm, a pause to evacuate civilians.
Taking advantage of a temporary break in the fighting to flee for their lives, even if it means leaving somebody behind.
It was so terrible, and I left my parents in Sumy. I hope I will see them another time.
The cities where ceasefires have been declared all lie along the fault line of the stalled advance. Chernihiv to the north, Sumy in the northeast, Kharkiv to the east, Mariupol in the south. The ceasefire around Kyiv reflects where Russian forces have advanced to the outskirts of the capital. A police officer bids farewell to his son, part of the reinforcements brought in as Russian forces advance. The toddler cries uncontrollably, refusing to accept what his father has to say.
Ukrainian authorities say power was knocked out to the Chernobyl nuclear plant. Emergency generators turned on, but it has raised safety concerns. CBS's Christina Ruffini tells us the Pentagon has rejected a plan by NATO partner Poland to send Ukraine some of its older fighter jets.
The original plan was for Poland to give its MiG fighter jets to Ukraine. The U.S. would then give used F-16s to Poland. But the Polish government got worried that it could make them a target for Russia. So instead, now what they're offering is to fly 28 MiG fighter jets to Ramstein Air Base in Germany and saying the U.S. can then handle the delivery to Ukraine. But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby called any plan that involves flying jets from a U.S. or NATO-controlled base into Ukrainian airspace untenable.
Poland continues to be the destination for so many refugees from Ukraine. CBS's Steve Futterman has the story of two women who became fast friends at the border.
I just met my friend Valeria.
And where did she come from?
From Ukraine.
They are two women brought together by a tragic war. We saw them seconds after they met here at the Polish-Ukraine border.
This is the first time you've met?
This is the first time we met.
Do you like her? Is she a nice person?
Yes.
The two had been in touch through email and text messages. 21-year-old Valeria needed a place to stay.
We are going to Konin, where I live, and Valeria will be living too.
It's another example of Poles helping Ukraine refugees.
Tell me why you want to do this.
Helping other people is the most humanitarian thing we should all do.
And how does Valeria feel?
How happy are you to be in Poland?
Oh, very happy. It's very good, nice people.
The two then left to start their 400-mile drive to Valeria's new home. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Polish-Ukraine border.
Also in Poland, Marina Safi from California flew there to try to get her sister and a nephew who fled Odessa on a path to the U.S.
When we went to the American embassy, they just turned us away. They have no sympathy, no understanding, even when I say I'm American citizen.
When he announced the U.S. ban of Russian oil yesterday, President Biden warned already record high gas prices will likely go even higher. The national average for a gallon shot up overnight 7 cents to $4.25. In California, prices top $5 a gallon, more than $6 in some places. To fill up costs plenty.
$98, $96, $85.
This Indianapolis Uber driver says it's dramatically cutting into his income.
I fill it up pretty much every day. If the price is that high, it really eats into your pocket. But now I have to make sure I get it from the cheapest place.
Heineken, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and McDonald's are the latest companies to suspend business in Russia. Yum Brands, the parent of KFC, is pausing investments in the country.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A guilty verdict on all charges in the first jury trial of a suspect in the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Guy Reffitt of Wiley, Texas, never made it into the Capitol on January 6th, but armed with a semi-automatic handgun and zip ties, he confronted police outside the building and waved the mob in, later boasting of his exploits.
I don't care if Pelosi's head's hitting every step, I drag her by her ankle, she's coming out.
But he's now facing decades in prison after being convicted on all five counts, including bringing a gun to the Capitol, obstructing Congress's certification of the election, and interfering with police.
A leader of the Proud Boys extremist group has been arrested on conspiracy charges for his suspected role in organizing the Capitol attack. Prosecutors say Enrique Terrio met with the Oath Keepers founder and others in a parking garage the day before the siege. Trouble outside a shopping center in Joplin, Missouri, and when police responded, shots were fired. One officer was killed, two others injured. The suspect then allegedly stole a police car, crashed it near an apartment complex, and was shot and killed by police. Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign a bill approved by lawmakers that critics have labeled Don't Say Gay. It bans instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Opponents say it's an effort to marginalize LGBTQ people.
We're talking about our young people that right now, if they don't have supportive parents, if they are LGBTQ, they're going to go to a friendly teacher. They're going to go to their guidance counselors. Well, if they can't do that, who will they go to?
Under the bill, parents could sue school districts over violations. In Florida's panhandle, hundreds of people forced out of their homes by a wildfire have returned now, but others in a neighboring county were forced out as several fires spread. One has grown to more than 28,000 acres. Robert Izzo is one of the many firefighters called in from other parts of the state to help.
We're trying to do our best to make sure everybody's safe, everybody's home is taken care of, and then go back home to ours.
Talks are set to resume this morning in the baseball lockout. Negotiators went at it for 16 and a half hours yesterday. MLB has not canceled any additional games. Tuesday was a deadline day set by the league for a full 162-game schedule to be possible.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Scientists have done some grunt work, spending quality time with pigs.
It took a team of international scientists making 7,000 recordings of 411 pigs, but they say they did it. Decoded what all those different grunts actually mean. Applying an algorithm to the noises, they discovered that happy and excited pigs tend to make short, confident noises, while scared or stressed pigs make longer and shakier sounds. The goal is to help farmers better care for their pigs, but something tells me any pig farmers could have saved the scientists the time and money and told them all this themselves. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A 19-year-old Paralympic athlete from Ukraine pulled out of a biathlon event in Beijing after learning her father had been captured and beaten by Russian forces. He's a member of the Ukrainian army. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.